The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A Dublin City Council apartment where a man was fatally stabbed yesterday appears to have been the subject of cuckooing, where a vulnerable person's home is taken over by drug users to take and sell drugs. Now, for more detail on this, I'm joined on the line by Kitty Holland, Social Affairs Correspondent of the Irish Times. Kitty, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you outline for us, first of all, what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday, in the early hours of yesterday morning, about 2:30 in the morning, there was a emergency services were called to an apartment at an older person's complex in Ballyfermot called Plata Court. And there they found a man who had been stabbed, and despite efforts to save him, he died at the scene. And the man was in his 30s. He's been named locally as Dennis Ennis, I believe, and he was stabbed there, and a woman has been arrested in connection with that, a woman in her 40s. Now, so that's what's happened yesterday. Yeah.
Tell me about Plata Court. What sort of a place is it, and who does it normally house?
So Plata Court's a small, lovely little complex of 2 and 3 stories of apartments, and there's 49 apartments there. It's a gated community for older people. You have to apply to it, and there are criteria, and it's lovely, you know, landscaped and grass and that kind of thing. So a very peaceful little enclave in Ballyfermot for older people to be safe. There.
And you'd imagine being gated and having all the occupants vetted before they get the keys to an apartment, that it would be very safe and secure. So it is, you're reporting indeed, Kitty, that it's about cuckooing. Exactly what is cuckooing?
So cuckooing is it's an increasing phenomenon. I suppose it's something that's always been there beneath the radar, but I've heard of it increasingly in recent years. It's where a vulnerable householder, and that could be someone with disabilities, an older person, a single mother with financial difficulties and that kind of thing, they sort of lose control of the tenancy, really, and if the home is taken over, either permanently or sporadically by drug users. And it can be used, I've heard of instances where it's been used to manufacture drugs, but usually it's just to use and possibly sell drugs. And I suppose it's a way that drug users can get privacy, get out of public view to do their business, and vulnerable householders are particularly vulnerable to this.
So this was the case in Plata Court where the home of a man was taken over. Do we know what happened to the man since?
The man, I've just heard this morning that he has been moved by Dublin City Council to emergency accommodation to a hotel, and that they are they're changing the locks there, and they're going to clean up the apartment. He, I'm talking to neighbours yesterday, appears to be quite vulnerable. He's a man in his late 80s who had difficulty looking after himself. He had mobility issues, difficulty walking. And so they were very concerned about the comings and goings from his apartment.
All right. Now, the neighbours themselves, were they impacted by the comings and goings as you describe it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what they told me, because I was asking, like, how do people get in if it's a gated community? And they're saying that this man, his tenancy was taken over. There was a particular couple of sort of core people who were coming and going and letting people in to not only to come and, I suppose, see them, but also just to use the facility there, which is a private, off the road place where they could, in privacy, use drugs in the stairwells, in the lifts, in the area. And so neighbours were saying that it had become like Fort Knox in recent years. They said it had been bad for a number of years, but had really got worse in the last year to 18 months. I suppose perhaps impacted by COVID, that there was less presence of Dublin City Council management on site, and that they felt that intimidated. They said there was a smell of drugs and hash in the stairwells, that there was urinating in the lifts, that the lifts were out of order often or just occupied by people, and the people were afraid to use the lifts and indeed afraid to use the stairwells. And I talked to a few elderly women who were saying that they were, when they came home at night, they would have to ask their sons or their daughters to accompany them to the door of their apartment because they were so afraid of moving about there after dark. So, you know, a place that had become, that was meant to be a safe, lovely, tranquil, idyllic community, had become really a place of fear and intimidation. And despite, they tell me, you know, repeatedly voicing their concerns to Dublin City Council, they were told that by Dublin City Council that they had been told by the man that they were friends of his and that they were, and they, as a judge jury assessed, that they were his carers. And I suppose Hazel Norton, who's a councillor in the area, says, well, you know, if you're being intimidated, you are going to tell the powers that be that you're all right because you've been intimidated into telling them that everything is fine.
So we're led to believe, therefore, that either Dublin City Council, the people responsible for this, are willfully neglectful of this complex and the people it's supposed to protect, or else they're extraordinarily naive.
Well, I mean, or they're under-resourced, you know, and that would be, or, you know, there could be a mixture of things going on there that they're under-resourced, they don't have the manpower to go and look after these places, but also, yes, that they have been led up the garden path, or this man has been intimidated into leading the garden path, and they sound, from what I've heard from the neighbours and from the local representatives, to have been a need for a more assertive intervention there to really, and to listen to the neighbours, you know, who were scared. So that even if they were his friends and his carer, they didn't want them in his in their gated community where they thought they, and they're paying rent. You know, it's not like they're there for free.
The question of having a concierge in an apartment complex like this, if 49 apartments, if one of them was given over to a responsible warden or concierge, I know when I came across, first of all, these special communities, it was a place on Arbor Hill, actually, beside the entrance to St. Brickens, years and years and years ago. And there was a warden living in the complex who tended to the needs of vulnerable people. Do they not do that anymore?
I suppose in the midst of a housing crisis, every unit it needs to go to people on the housing list would be one argument back to that. But also I think it's a question of resources. Apparently there used to be, up until before COVID, someone who was there at least once a week, if not twice a week, talking to neighbours, you know, looking to see what needed to be done in the way of grass being cut or stairwell lights needing to be replaced and that kind of thing. And they're saying that presence just isn't there anymore. And I mean, and that did seem to suffice before, that, you know, if someone was there and at the end of the phone and calling down on site at least once or twice a week, that would do. But yeah, I think the days of having a caretaker living on site, you know, in the midst of housing crisis may not be regarded as the best use of resources anymore. But it certainly, there doesn't seem to be the intervention that was needed in this case.
Now, finally, Kitty, you can see why drug users and abusers and drug sellers and drug dealers would choose a gated complex, because presumably even if the guards were called, you know, they would have time to make good their escape from the gated community. Have you come across, though, other situations in the wider community where cuckooing is taking place?
Yeah, absolutely. I did a story there a few months ago about the real rise in epidemic of crack cocaine in some parts of Dublin. And this was one of the things that they were quite worried about, was dealers taking over what was mentioned to me was single mothers' homes. And, you know, being told perhaps that they'd be, you know, they'd be looked after with money, you know, so that there can be an incentive sometimes for people to let people in. But you know, if you've got children in the house or you're vulnerable, so the point is that, yes, that it is happening, and it will be people with disabilities, older people, and not happening in just in local authority housing, happening in the private rented sector. So it's you know, it's vulnerable communities, vulnerable people within those communities who can be easily targeted, and, you know, people kind of put off the scent by being told.
And at the same time, you know, the corporation or Dublin City Council is supposed to have a register for everyone who's entitled to live in any particular premises. And even if they're related to somebody, they may not have an entitlement to be there. If they're, you know, camping in, cuckooing in on a single mother, that's not permitted either under the rules. So, I mean, Dublin City Council need to clean up their act.
Absolutely, but you know, it's an awful situation. I mean, I can't imagine the hell of having people in using drugs and noise and music in the house if you're vulnerable and you know your home is your refuge. But as we saw with the Peter McFerry Trust, with the case there, with the man who lay dead in the flat for a week, you know, and they take it, the woman had lost the control of her apartment there. This is something that's happening, and it's difficult, I suppose, for authorities to discern whether the people are visitors, like, you know, if tenants have a right to have visitors to their home, or whether they've been intimidated into having these people in the home. So again, it's probably a somewhat resource heavy thing to monitor, but absolutely, you know, where it's happening, and local representatives are well aware that this is an increasing phenomenon across the city, and I'm sure in other parts of Ireland, and that local authorities and housing agencies need to have policies and to deal with cuckooing, because it's a phenomenon that is affecting vulnerable householders across the country.
Kitty, thank you very much for joining us. Kitty Holland, Social Affairs Correspondent of the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.